Ernest Cole was a photographer from South Africa. His first works documented the everyday life of black Africans under the apartheid regime. Social inequalities, marginalization, discrimination. In 1966, Cole left for the United States. There, he documented the lives of black Americans, mostly in New York City. His works feature portrayals of political events, such as rallies and protests, as well as records of everyday life of the city, including street fashion. The vertically oriented black and white photograph shows a group of black Americans gathered at a park. People of different ages are standing on a lawn in small groups, talking. Around them, trees and park lanes. In the distance, a roof of multi-story building. In the foreground, in the center of the picture, two young black women are standing side by side, looking straight into the camera. The woman on the left is smiling gently. Her eyes are covered by sunglasses. The woman on the right is serious. They both have short, naturally curly hair, topped with black berets pushed to the side, adorned with many bright buttons. Both women are wearing black leather coats with dark clothes underneath. The woman on the left has a bright button, similar to those on the berets, pinned on her blouse's neckline. The women are raising their clenched fists in a show of strength. Next to them, with his side to the camera, a tall black man. He is watching the women. He too is wearing a beret and a black leather coat. In the background, a couple of people in similar berets or with similar bright buttons on their coats. The outfits of the three people in the foreground is a style characteristic for Black Panthers, an organization active in the US from the mid-1960s. Even though its history was rooted in the civil rights movement and the civil disobedience of the 1950s, ideologically it drew on Marxism and black nationalism. Contrary to the radically non-violent activists such as Martin Luther King, Black Panthers did not shy away from militaristic actions. The pictures of group members marching through the streets with rifles on their shoulders were published in newspapers, and the US counterintelligence flagged the organization as a threat to national security, actively targeting its cells. Ernest Cole's photograph showed the members of Black Panther Party in a very different context, subverting the dominant media perspective and the official state propaganda of the time. Instead of militias with guns, the photo shows people talking, laughing, socializing with people from outside the organization. The Black Panthers are not shown as a threat, but as a part of the local community. At the same time, the clenched fists of the women in the foreground express strength and pride, reminiscent of the ideological basis of the movement. Fighting for the rights of black Americans, protecting the community from the oppressive state, and taking pride in the black legacy.